You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Bronwyn Reed, founder of Mining for Business, a business consultancy that helps small to medium-sized enterprises become reliable, successful, and profitable suppliers to large companies in the resources industry. Bronwyn, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Eric.
And you're quite welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So for starters, tell us, what is Mining for Business?
Okay, what we are is a small consultancy, and we help small business owners to answer the question, how do I get to supply to large companies in the mining industry? We know that a lot of businesses would like to do this, but to do this, they need very, very good business systems. There's significant pre-qualification requirements, and we help the business owners to get ready to do this. As your listeners would no doubt be aware, the resources industry, such as coal mining and oil and gas production, form a very large part of the Australian economy. We've certainly come off the high that we experienced with the very high prices of the resources boom, but resources has always been a cyclical industry. What we're all about is helping small businesses in regional Australia particularly to build the resilience they need to ride out all these ups and downs that happen with mining booms and busts.
How and why did Mining for Business start, and where did the inspiration come from?
Okay, well, Mining for Business grew out of my previous business experiences. I've been the co-owner of an environmental firm for 18 years, so I've been on this journey myself as a business owner. Our company became an award-winning business, and we've worked with every major resources company that operates in Australia, including BHP, Rio Tinto, Anglo American. Those names would probably be familiar to your audience. So I know just exactly what it took to get our small consultancy firm ready to deal with the big guys. So after winning a few business awards, I found myself being asked by several other business owners to help them to get through all the pre-qualification requirements and help them to set up their business system so that they were compliant. So I figured if there was obviously a problem out there to be solved, that I should set up a new business to help solve the problem. And so that's how Mining for Business was born, and it's been going for about 12 months now.
And good for you. Congratulations on that and putting that, making that a reality. Now, Bronwyn, does Mining for Business only concentrate on the mining industry?
Well, that was an interesting part of the journey, Eric. Towards the end of last year, I teamed up with two other entrepreneurs, and we presented a series of workshops called Small Company, Big Business. And in those workshops, we dealt with three different aspects of being a supplier to any large company. That's we went through having an innovative product or service, having a good digital presence, and then having those excellent business systems that I've talked about. What I discovered during that process was that the principles of getting ready to supply a large company are the same for any large organisation, whether it be a large supermarket chain, the local council, the electricity authority, or even a large tourism development. So, consequently, I found I'm getting almost equal level of demand for our services outside the resources industry as within it, which is where the business started in the first place.
Today, we're joined by Bronwyn Reed, founder of Mining for Business, a business consultancy that helps small to medium-sized enterprises become reliable, successful, and profitable suppliers to large companies in the resources industry here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Bronwyn, what are the main problems that small businesses have when they want to supply to mining companies?
Well, Eric, after 18 years in the industry myself and countless conversations with other business owners, I found that there were three main issues that just kept on coming up. The first one was complexity. Because large resources projects carry high risk, the mining companies or the resources companies have very high expectations in terms of safety, quality, environmental practice, etc. Now, every conversation with a contractor to a mining company will contain at least one tale of frustration, delays, hidden costs, cost overruns. The mining company requirements are incredibly complex and they change all the time, and sometimes the mining companies themselves don't even know what they want. So that's the first aspect. Secondly, cost. With all these pre-qualification requirements and the systems required, it takes a lot of time and cost for small business to get it all in place, and then they have to keep it up to date. The third one is visibility. Small businesses really struggle to get on the radar of the big companies. They're just not visible to them, so they can't tell their story, and then they can't get in on the work that is available. So what we did to overcome these problems was to develop a set of proven business practices and templates, and we've called these the Supply Chain Business Map. So what we do is work with business owners to progress through the business map on their journey to becoming a successful supplier. And we know that dealing with mining companies can be difficult at times, and that their first port of call in a downturn, which we're in now, is to squeeze the contractors. So small businesses need some weapons in their armoury to deal with this, and that's what we are attempting to provide with the Supply Chain Business Map.
And lastly, what do you want Mining for Business to be in 5 years? What's your vision there?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. What drives us, Eric, is that we believe that small business is the lifeblood of our economy. There are so many small businesses in Australia, as there are in most countries. Particularly in our regional areas where most of the resource and mining activity takes place, we believe that small businesses will often provide a better product or service than their large competitors. And more importantly, they will still be there serving the community once the mining activity is gone. At the moment, many of them are suffering as a result of the mining industry and the general economic downturn. So in 5 years, I'd love to see our Mining for Business program being delivered and helping businesses across all the various mining areas in Australia and perhaps overseas as well. I'd also love to see some of the large mining companies take on board our program. All of these mining companies and resource companies have corporate social responsibility obligations to meet, and I see that they could do this by using our program to support and upskill the smaller suppliers in the areas where they operate. So that would be my dream in 5 years' time, would be to working alongside and with mining companies to upskill small and medium enterprises in regional areas.
Well, that certainly is a good vision, and you've got to have a vision if you want to arrive at some location or feat, and you're certainly well on your way. And again, congratulations on your first year in business once again. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Mining for Business online?
Okay, Eric, the best place to find out some more information is from the website, which is www.miningforbusiness. That's just all in lowercase, miningforbusiness.com.au. And there, listeners will be able to download a free chapter of my upcoming book, which hopefully will be released in a few months' time, and be able to see more about the services that we offer and contact us via the website.
That sounds good. Love to have you come back after that book release to get us up to speed on that. Bronwyn, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and all the best.
Thank you, Eric. Bye.
Bye-bye. We've been speaking with Bronwyn Reed, founder of Mining for Business, a business consultancy that helps small to medium-sized enterprises become reliable, successful, and profitable suppliers to large companies in the resources industry. And once again, the website of reference is miningforbusiness.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.